It's hard to put it into simple words because it really is a transformational experience. And I'm not just saying that because I'm here on your podcast. I have told many people that this work has been phenomenally transformative. And the biggest thing is that it's helped me to systemize things in ways that still feel like I'm honoring who I am. So, like, you give me these parameters. And I really feel like you're giving them to me, not just to us, right? Give me these parameters that work for me to then be me and use. You don't tell me how to do things.
Welcome to Unjaded. This is your straight talk, shoot from the hip, wrapped in a little bit of love, Human Design for Business podcast. We talk a lot here about clarifying your message so that you can bring in paying clients with ease. And ease is different from easy. Stick around to find out how we roll here. I'm your host, Vicki Dixon. I am a 2-4 emotional manifesting generator, light on the emotional, and I'm a quad right in human design. In real speak, I am an entrepreneur of 30 plus years. I've had every kind of business there is, and I always say that business is my love language. I can't wait to dive in with you here on the podcast. Okay, welcome back to Unjaded, or welcome here if you're a first-time listener. I appreciate you being here. My guest today is Kathy Boschanko. Kathy, I lovingly refer to her as the Human Design Encyclopedia. She's a 6-2 emotional projector, and she's going to be talking a little bit about her design, her business, which is really kind of cool. It's all about personal branding, but a deeper level of personal branding, which we're going to get into. And Content by Design. She was a member of Content by Design. She's one of the graduates. She'll be back around for this round. So welcome, Kathy. I appreciate you being here.
Hi there. I'm really happy to be here. Thanks for inviting me.
You're welcome. Yeah. And can you talk a little bit about your design? What is your design?
So I am a 6-2 emotional projector, as you mentioned. I'm also a triple split, which is a really important thing that sometimes people don't always talk about when they say their design, but your splits or single definition is probably as big a part of your how you show up in the world as those other parts. So I've been trying to remember to say that ever since I had a podcast guest tell me that Ra called them the four something. And I was like, what's the fourth one? And then he told me it was definition. I was like, oh, that makes so much sense. And so that is a big part of who I am. And I have the channel 1-8, which is the channel of contribution, also known as the channel of inspiration. And so I know we're going to be talking about content by design, but and so really realizing that my voice, I am what I'm here to contribute, has really been a big part of how I am just doing life now in general. The world tells you, settle down, you're too much. It's not all about you. And human design told me it is all about you for you.
Yeah.
Right.
That's a big thing. So we've just come out of a 3-day masterclass series together. And that's a big thing for a lot of people when they discover their human design, because traditional marketing says, can't be about you, has to be all about your customer. Don't ever talk about you. And so many of us have that inner design where, like, actually it is about you. And yours is a key. Yours is that for sure.
Yeah. And I still, I still have that condition. I'm the youngest of 9 kids. Mm-hmm. So I grew up with all my siblings telling me, it's not all about you, Kathy. It's not all, go away. I had a brother who, I don't know if I ever told you this story. We recently addressed this as adults, but when I was 11 years old, he was 17 or 18. And he told me, don't talk to me again until you're a grown up. You're just really annoying. Until you're an adult, you're annoying. And he literally, for the rest of the couple of years he lived at home, never said a thing to me other than move or shut up. It was really, because he just told me I was just so annoying. And so, we actually had a situation when my sister, my sister passed away 2 years ago. And after her death, we got together and he told me, I know I was really an ass to you. And he thanked me because I've been there for his daughter who's had a lot of stuff going on. And so it took us that long to actually have a real conversation that acknowledged that. And the funny thing is he's the only other projector of my siblings.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. So, to see that, he's a self-projected projector. So for him, it was all about him.
Yeah. Right? And it's interesting. I mean, that would hurt anyone's heart. But it's interesting with that 1-8 channel or any of the channels between your identity center and your throat center, that's going to cut even more because it's like who you are inside.
Yeah.
Yeah. At 11.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I want to punch him in the face. So I'm glad that you mentioned the triple split because you said that in a group that we're in and I was like, oh, I forgot all that all about your design. And you're right. It is so important. So how about a tip for people who are listening who might be a triple split?
Ooh, so I was just talking to someone about this because, you know, they were saying that they were told that they need to be moving through different auras. It's not just good enough as a triple split to go sit in a coffee shop where there's a lot of people around. They're, you know, and so I do love, I've always loved to walk around and window shop and go into a busy mall or whatever. And when people, like I loved when we would go to Disney World, I loved the energy of walking through the parks when everybody else would be overwhelmed. It was felt so good to me. But here's a thing, if you want to actually harness that energy in a way where you can get stuff done, is go sit somewhere where you're near the entrance or the line or something where people are going through your aura all the time, like where you're having people probably not walking behind you because, you know, having someone passing through your aura, preferably in front of you, I think is a little bit easier on your energy. That's a little disruptive feeling when it's always behind you, you know, as far as that. So yeah, that helps. I did a reel, one of my first, like when I first started to like play with doing lives, and I don't think I even made it a reel. It was just a live where I went over to the grocery store and I'm in my coat, pushing a cart, leaning on my cart saying, okay, I'm over here because my husband bridges all my splits I am feeling smothered. And what people don't realize is if someone bridges all your splits and you're a triple split, it's not a good thing over time. You have to get out because you're designed to connect with all these different channels that you have that can connect. And if you're getting connected the same way day after day after day, you feel controlled and stifled and you will start to blame them. So I was getting into this phase of like being totally annoyed with him all the time. And I was like, it's time to go shopping, you know?
It's always a solution. Go shopping.
Right?
With your $39.55. Yes.
Yeah,
okay. So
exactly.
I appreciate you sharing that because that's two really good tips for people who might be triple split. So yes, good information there. Tell me a little bit about your business.
Ah, my business is changing all the time. And one of the things I just think is so cool is it's changing all the time, but so much of it is really like coming home, right? Mm-hmm. Like it changes in a way where, you know, I started having a human design reading business. That's what I did, reading, right? And then I realized, I wanted to do something more. And so then it became mentoring. And then I realized even that wasn't speaking to the whole thing. And so then I was started calling myself, last year I started referring to myself as a human design mentor, an intuitive human design mentor and guide to radical self-trust, which is a mouthful, especially to put on anything, right? But recently, a really brilliant person was saying some things that made me realize that's talking about what I use. It's not really what I do. But anyway, backing up a little bit, last year, I really started to play with this idea of bringing in my past life, right? And I don't mean past life as in before I was born in this life, my past career, which is has always been retail fashion. You know, whether it be, I've done everything from sales to district manager in clothing stores, and depending on what else is going on in my life. And I've always loved to help people to see that they were beautiful in whatever shape they were in and that they didn't need to wait for their body to be better for them to feel good about themselves, right? And so I started to play with how this works with human design. I've toyed with the idea a while ago, you know, but I could never really get it to work because I was trying to make something into a system that didn't really exist. You know, I was trying to say, how do I look at someone's chart and say, well, here's some tips for you for how to dress based on your chart. Mm-hmm. And there may be a few things in there, but there's so many nuances that it just doesn't, it's not a formula, right? And we try to make human design a form more of a formula than it even is anyway. So I wound up realizing that this is part of the radical self-trust part. When you really use the human design to know and trust who you are, then you can show up as yourself so that people see the real you, right? They can see, and I use the expression shine your light, right? And part of that is my whole disco ball metaphor. That I can never remember the exact words for. It's like, I love this so much. You would think that my open ajna could actually remember the words, but it's something about that, you know, that a mirror ball is all these broken pieces that shine this bright light together, right? So you're not broken, you're a disco ball. And so I've loved that metaphor, and I love dancing, and I love sparkly things. So the mirror ball is part of my whole thing. So shine your light has become the free portion of what I'm doing, which is a challenge that's leading into a bigger transformational package that I'm still playing with names on. And yeah, so the idea is let's get to the bottom of, you know, why you're dressing how you are. And there are a lot of people out there, don't get me wrong, who know how to put themselves together, fine, but they're still super stressed out about it. They go and they buy a million things, and then they get to their closet, none of it goes together. They don't know what to put on for this sort of a thing because they're just buying things based on whatever the trends are that they're following, or the sales that they've seen, or a mannequin that looked good, or something that their husband said, oh, this would be pretty on you. And they don't really know in the heart of who they are. How things connect, you know, are there stories to why you chose what you chose? You know, before we got on, I told you, and I won't go through it all, but I told you the story of why I bought this necklace. And this necklace has so much meaning to me and so much symbolism. And, you know, so I love putting it on because I think of all those things, right? So yeah, that was a long answer, but I don't even know if I'm done. So
yeah, that's okay. And I think too, I love the way that you are starting to contemplate this as it can fit in the personal branding space, because we've had some conversations over the last couple of weeks about how in personal branding, so often we're told it has to look this way. It should look that way. These are the things that you need to consider. Whereas you're instead saying you have to show the world who you are. I invite you to really get deeper into who you are so that you can show up in your brand and it represents you. So many times we go for a branding photo shoot and, like you said, holy stress, trying to find things for a brand photo shoot. Whereas how would it be if all of your clothing just made you feel like you? That's powerful.
Yeah. And, you know, I even think about when I was creating this, kind of curating my little backspace here, right? So that picture right there was the end result of me thinking, oh, what am I going to put there? And I was actually looking at things to buy or to make. And then finally I walked out and I looked in the hall and I thought, those are all my colors. Butterfly is a beautiful symbol. My daughter made that. Right? Like, what has more meaning than that? And so, like, this picture is all my colors. So when I'm sitting here, whatever I wear is going to look right. You know, right? You know, like, and thinking of those visuals, you know, just is really, you know, your website. I will say the very first time when I worked with someone on my logo, they said, you know, choose colors that you like to wear so that when you're putting pictures of yourself on your website, it looks good with you, right? You're not going to have, you know, and I've seen people do this where they'll have a really like burgundy and navy businessy looking website. And then they show up in their, you know, whatever it is that just doesn't fit, right? They're like very feminine. And, you know, when we were talking, we were just on Instagram Live, if anyone saw it, and we were talking about your something with colors where someone was saying something about, you were talking about that. And I just got an email from a very well-known business marketing person who said, here's the psychology behind all these colors and what you should use each of these colors for and da da da. And it's sure, it's fine to read that stuff and know that stuff, right? We all know that the yellow and red is used in so many fast food restaurants because it makes you want to eat more, right? But I had to really realize that, you know, my people are not going to find me if I'm just using this strategy of what should I wear if I want to be this sort of person, my people are going to find me because they're going to be like, oh, she's the lady who blah, 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 because they remember me because I'm me, not showing up in, you know, just a certain kind of thing. And sure, you tweak things to be respectful of an occasion. But I was talking with another projector who does a lot of business work, and she was saying, or she was actually in my challenge, and she posted, she's like, oh, well, clearly my Pinterest board knows that I'm a fraud, because her Pinterest, I don't know if that was her exact word, but her Pinterest board was full of all these almost goddess looking dresses, very flowy, billowy, right? But here she is showing up in like business attire, navy and black and gray all the time, very structured. And she's a projector. And we started talking about it, and we realized, you know, projectors, we have this intense energy, right? It can be, you know, I always joke about, be careful who you point that aura at, right? You know, because it can feel like a lot. And so if you're feeling that way to somebody already, and then you're feeling like you have to dress all like da da da, it can really be overwhelming. Whereas I, you know, I said, sure, maybe you need to be businessy, but maybe you need a billowy, flowy, goddessy gossamer scarf, you know, that you wear with it. Things that just kind of bring in that essence of who you are. And I think it can really add to the authenticity. And that's the big thing, is we're moving. If you're a human design person watching this, you've probably heard about 2027 and the big shift, right? We're moving into this era of the sleeping phoenix, which is all about, you know, the burning down and the tear. And, you know, we're totally in the burning down part right now. And then the rising from the ashes. And it's an age of individualism, right? Mm-hmm. It's three individual gates in the sleeping phoenix and one tribal. And the tribal one is intimacy. So if we are not truly being our individual selves in order to have a better intimate connection as we move forward, we're going to get left behind. Mm-hmm. It starts with standing up and really just being seen.
And I love that you are bringing human design into it. Mm-hmm. It's not just this thing on the outside. It's actually bringing the authenticity of who you are to the forefront, so that then you can show up as your individual self. And you're right, the people who are meant for you will find you, but only when we show up as ourselves.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's been a thing where, you know, when I was trying to find some sort of formulaic thing to connect it with human design, it doesn't really work like that. But when you're taught, when you're in conversation with someone, and as I'm working with someone on it, I can see how their undefined ego has made them have so many different personas, right? There was someone on a call you and I were on with where she was a manifesting generator, and she was talking about her hats that said stuff. And I was like, well, you're a manifesting generator. You need lots of different hats, right? It would be kind of funny to have all these different hats you put on for the different things you do. It just felt funny. I don't know whether she would really do it, but you know, there are bits of your design that will be impacting how you're going to show up, both in how you present and how you present in a brand, on a brand level, because let's face it, you are your brand, mm-hmm. right? I mean, we've talked about this before. I know you do this too. It's like you say, instead of having a business name and then your name, you have your name and then maybe a little business tag, right? You're Vicki Dixon. Mm-hmm. You're not such a, such a, such a, that I have all these people on my Instagram that have these business Instagrams. And I'm always like, who is that person again? Who is that person?
Exactly.
I know who that is. And then, you know, these people who on Facebook too, they'll have something like that. And then they'll have a profile image that isn't them, because they're not comfortable showing their face, you know, because they don't think their picture looks perfect. And perfect, you know, what is perfect? You know, like this whole, we got to bust all of that. We got to bust this idea. One of the biggest things that has shifted my feeling good about putting pictures out there is when I stopped trying to do a perfect smile. Did you ever go through that phase where you used to try to smile mm-hmm. just the right way, and you'd look at every little thing, and now what I've realized is the bigger I smile and the goofier I smile, the better the picture. Yeah. Like I don't look at it and say, oh, I don't look. Yeah. So I just, right?
Well, and people don't want to deal with perfect people. Like, you know how it feels when you come across someone who is so perfect. That's not the person you're going to hire ever, ever, ever. They need us to be relatable.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so switching gears a little bit here, you were one of the participants in the last round of Content by Design, and you'll be coming back through again because the doors, when I say lifetime access, I mean you actually get to come through live again, not just that you get the pre-recorded modules again. So can you talk to me about your experience of Content by Design?
Yes, I always say that it's hard to put it into simple words because it really is a transformational experience. And I'm not just saying that because I'm here on your podcast. I've told many people that this work has been phenomenally transformative. And the biggest thing is that it's helped me to systemize things in ways that still feel like I'm honoring who I am. So like you give me these parameters, and I really feel like you're giving them to me, not just to us, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Give me these parameters that work for me to then be me and use. You don't tell me how to do things, but a lot of coaches will tell you, okay, don't do it that way, do it this way. And I don't ever feel that way. And I think especially, you know, my projectorness, right, really always feels really recognized in all the work that we're doing, okay, even though you're telling me to do it all completely different. You know what I mean? It's like, it's kind of funny how you do it. And I don't feel like you're doing it like some sugar-coated dance. You know, it's not like you're like saying, oh, that was really beautiful, but now tear it all down. It's not that kind of, it's really this recognizing of the work that I'm trying to do and then helping me to see that my voice is maybe not coming out because of ways I'm keeping it toned down or because I'm still in a processing phase, and you help me by allowing me to process it and then reflect it back in a way that I can drill it down into more understandable language.
That's always my goal is to, I really think the biggest thing about business is that there is no one size fits all. And that's mm-hmm. something I feel like with this group of participants that came through over and over and over again, another projector in the experience, Juliana, she's a 3-5 splenic projector. And she always said, I love how you don't tell me that it has to be this way or it has to be that way. Because I think there are so many different ways that we can build businesses. We're all going to launch differently. We're all going to create different offers. We're all going to have our own different style of content creation while we honor some tried and true truths about creating content that actually lands with the people so that we get hired.
Yeah. And, you know, I've worked with coaches before who will try to give you a script. And then when you say it a little different, they're like, no, read it, say it just this way, because this is what works. But yet at the same time, you do give us enough to where we feel like we have a framework, right? Because sometimes people think, oh, I just want a script because then it'll be easy, right? Mm-hmm. But not if the script doesn't feel right, right? You know, and so you know, and sometimes people think they want your favorite thing, a template, right?
Have you that ever was the sound of me vomiting in my mouth.
Have you ever made a template for anybody?
Have I ever made one?
Yeah.
No.
I know you don't like them.
No. Yeah. I don't even think I would know how.
Yeah. So it's just funny. I was just curious. I just wondered about that. If that was part of your, you know, manifesting generator, try it kind of thing. So
no, I've certainly bought my fair share of templates.
Yeah.
Thinking that it was going to be the magic pill because so-and-so did this on her story and she had $100,000 launch. So if I just do this on my stories and follow her pattern, then I will have $100,000 launch. But that never happens because it's not me.
Right. And maybe you're not meant to have a $100,000 launch right now, because if you had a $100,000 launch with this thing you're doing right now, you might think this thing you're doing right now is the thing. And maybe the universe is trying to move you towards your real thing.
You never know.
Right.
Anything's possible.
Yeah. So maybe part of, and that's one of the things that I am, you know, really finding with the last, you know, like the challenge I did. I chose not to really do a big launch, you know, the launch of the actual thing after the challenge, because I realized I'm still figuring out the system for the challenge and seeing what really worked. And now I'm going to do things differently and do it again. Cause like we say all the time, all business is third line, right? Yeah. And if you try to just double down on something that only worked okay, and just keep moving forward with it, you don't have that solid foundation, you know, because if you keep building the house and the foundation is not how it's meant to be, what kind of house are you going to get?
Mm-hmm.
So I had, you know, it's not like I didn't have an okay launch. The people who really came through it said they got a lot out of it, but I lost a lot of people in the process in the beginning. And so now I'm like, okay, how can I bring them in the beginning so they don't forget to show up?
And right? I like that because you did it. And I think so many times in our businesses, or what I see happening in businesses, that people won't put it out there the first time. And it's so important to put it out there because now you have data. Mm-hmm. So now you can look at it and say, okay, what would I do differently? What could this have been? What could that have been? And you can evaluate it and you can do it again instead of just trying to perfect the thing before you ever put it out to see the light of day, because that never works. You need to have that data of that first offer.
Yeah. And then not thinking that because everything didn't work, wasn't, you know, like perfect the first time you put it out there, that means it's not something worth juicing up and doing again. Right.
Right.
So I am and now I think part of, you know, through your brilliance and questions, you know, that's the thing. You just have a way of asking questions and making comments that have me rethinking things in ways that build on everything. And so now I'm like, okay, but if I'm really saying this is more than just going through your closet and not feeling stressed out because you're constantly buying new clothes and never having anything to wear, and you're feeling like you're destroying the planet because you keep buying new things and you want to shop, and you want to shop intentionally, and you want to go to thrift stores, but you don't know how because you don't know what you're even, you know, stylist about, that's still a part of it. And that's really what my last challenge was about. But if it's really going to be about something that is like, is tied to your business in a more substantial way, then how am I going to incorporate that into the messaging of the challenge? So looking at all these things and not seeing it as overwhelming. I think that's what you really help us to do, is to not get overwhelmed by the process, because somehow we all have this idea that it needs to be get it out there. And, you know, the moving forward and being engaged, you know, being out there is an important thing. But this idea of getting something finished just stops us from continuing to grow and expand and dream. And now we're in this era of, you know, Pluto and Gate 41 and visionary, this whole like visionary thing for the world that is meant for us to really just keep expanding, you know.
Okay, so if someone is considering joining Content by Design, what would you say they would expect to experience in there? How would it move their business forward? Any of the things that you would like to say before we close out?
Like you said in the beginning, I know a lot about human design, but I was amazed at how much it helped me to see about how I present myself as a business person in my copy, you know, in my posting, in my just positioning in general. So I think that it can really help you to get clear on your languaging. There are a lot of business people out there, marketing people, who talk about, you know, using frameworks and having consistent ways that you say stuff about yourself, and really realizing that I never really had those. And that was because I still wasn't really clear on what I was doing, other than I was, a human design geek. I love human design. It's really helped me to know and trust myself, but how I was positioning any of that within my business wasn't really clear to me. And so it's really helped me to see that I have a specific niche within there, even though I was one of those people who was told human design was my niche. I really see that I'm here to mainly, not exclusively, but mainly work with soul-led entrepreneurs who are not necessarily finding their people because their people can't see them. They mm-hmm. need to show them who they are, right? Mm-hmm. In both the way they show up and their branding and their all of that stuff, right? So that all has been coming in, I feel, directly through working with you. The idea of understanding my voice has really helped even though I know all these things, to tell other people, especially projectors, especially second line projectors, mm-hmm. or a fifth line projectors too. We don't see in, I'm not fifth line, but I'm just saying, you know, we don't see ourselves that well. So, you know, to feel, I've always felt one, very recognized by you, and the specific things that I have been given, I feel like I've been given them, even though I paid for it through human design. I mean, through content by design, have been really powerful. And so the learning how to write things better, the learning, like I hear you in my head sometimes saying, is this moving me forward in my business? And sometimes the answer is no, and I do it anyway, but it's a conscious choice, right? Mm-hmm. Like there are sometimes I'm like, is now that I'm seeing myself moving in this direction, are all my podcast interviews necessarily moving me forward in that direction? No, but you know what? I have so much fun doing them. I don't care. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
You know,
that's important.
Right. Yeah. So, and I learn a lot too, so that I'm even more of a human design, even though you say I'm a human design encyclopedia, I'm constantly talking to people who know something that I've never heard. Kind of like I shared the all businesses third line with you. There's so much out there that we don't know. The specifics that you give to in content by design, I have been able to really, you know, even tell ChatGPT things like use more power words, or I want here, I wrote this. Can you make sure this sounds like I'm speaking to one person, you know, in this email? Let's write it so they really feel like I'm speaking to them. Where would be good places to insert their name into this? You know, I can do that with the thing. So those are all just little tips that have come up in there as well. So I don't know if I answered that clearly enough. I've said it before. I am your biggest fan. If there is a Vicki Dixon fan club, I'm applying to be the chairperson, because you really have a gift, and I'm very happy to be a part of this, and I would pay for it over again.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I'll invoice you later today. No, no, I'll see you back in the next round. We start in a couple of weeks. Yeah. So I'll be excited to have you in there with the new cohort as we work even on another level of content and uncovering your voice and all of those things. Because this iteration of your business wasn't there at the beginning of Content by Design the last time. You were still working very much in the transits in your podcast, which I know you're still continuing with, but this has been like a new birthing, and it's been fun to be able to be a small part of like watching what's happening with the, and I really think it's a needed thing in the marketplace, the work that you're doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't even do the first go round of my challenge till after we were done with Content by Design. So
yeah.
And that was a terrifying experience, and, you know, just doing something like that and trying to do, you know, but it was really helpful to have the group when I was at least formulating it and all of that. So,
yeah, it's an excellent
group. I'm excited to do it again.
Definitely. Definitely. All right. Thank you for being here. I appreciate you. And I will talk to you inside Content by Design in a couple of weeks.
Awesome. Thank you for having me. Peace out.